USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is facing another round of questions from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senate Republicans' goal is to get Barrett confirmed before the presidential election.
As a matter of law, the Supreme Court may have the final word, but the Supreme Court lacks control over what happens after that. The Supreme Court and any federal court has no power, no force, and no will, so it relies on the other branches to react to its judgments accordingly.
President Trump is scheduled to speak at a rally in Iowa at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Vice President Mike Pence will be campaigning in Michigan this afternoon, and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden doesn't have any public appearances scheduled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook from Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you. But you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.